Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have ongoing operations Kirk Drake and Steve Bone on the program, and we're talking about a transfer of leadership as Kirk Drake is going to be stepping aside and Steve Bone is going to be taking over the operations at ongoing operations, and Kirk is going to focus more on CU 2.0 and other projects, and Steve, again, will be taking over the helm there. So Kirk and Steve are on the show to tell us all about it, and hope you guys check it out. Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen who are representing the credit union industry. And let's do some introductions here. Right next to me is Mr. Steve Bone from Ongoing Operations. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Mike. Doing well.
Good, good, good. And then right below us is Mr. Kirk Drake from CU 2.0, also Ongoing Operations as well. Kirk, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, doing well, doing well. The office is looking good behind you there. You guys, nice little setup there. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My team did a great job. I went to like GAC and I came back and this was done. And then,
oh, presto. Oh, okay. Nice. I was about to say you could put interior decorator on your resume as well. So
nothing to do with it. Okay. So, in fact, I'm pretty sure I arranged the wine bottles and the books differently and they came back and did it again.
Oh,
they did.
Oh, well, good stuff. Looks good. Looks good. All right, guys. Hey, so a little bit of news coming out of Ongoing Operations. There's going to be a transfer of leadership we just discovered. So, Kirk, you are moving on from Ongoing Operations. And then, Steve, you are going to be taking over the helm there. So guys, give me a quick, Kirk, I'll let you go first here. So what's going on here? What's the why? What's going on here?
Yeah. So, you know, the OGO investors and board have been phenomenal over the years. They let me go off and do CU Wallet and then CU 2.0 as well. And it just felt like after 16, 17 years, CU 2 is at a spot where I think the impact on credit unions with fintechs and everything going on there seems like a really good time to be spending more of my time on that. And then, frankly, about a year ago, we came across Steve and he joined the OGO team, and his talents and expertise at OGO really presented us the opportunity to go ahead and transfer things over to him and let him carry the torch on that side.
Yeah. And I've always thought, you know, in the past, Kirk is like, I don't know how you or when you sleep because you have so many things going on. Or is it just your ADD kicking in that you got to do all these, you have all these things going on. So it's quite a feat that you pull off on a daily basis, I'm sure. So Steve, I want to get your perspective on this as well. Like Kirk said, you joined the team here about a year or so ago. And so I want to get your perspective on the kind of the transfer of leadership here. It's pretty exciting for you.
Most definitely. I mean, it's been an evolution. I started as a customer of Kirk's.
Oh, really?
I was the CIO at a fairly large credit union out here on the West Coast and was an absolute fan and consumer of the strategy and the vision of CU2. But I inherited a role at a credit union that had a lot of issues that were preventing us from digital transformation. It was our DR, our business continuity, our information security bit me on my second day as the CIO. We got bit pretty hard with a brute force attack. So I spent the first 6 months as a CIO really focused on those things. And then I was a consumer of what I wanted to do from a thought leadership perspective of CU 2.0. And through the course of about a year working with Kirk, he had mentioned, there's ongoing operations. We're looking for someone who's very operationally focused. And it just so turns out we deliver business continuity, disaster recovery, information security, and managed server solutions to the credit union industry. And it did really feel like luck and timing for me that I'd been through that with a very large credit union. And frankly, there's a lot of opportunity for the credit union industry if you're not already where you need to be in those areas for an organization like OGO to really help. And so I sort of found my calling through that opportunity. And Kirk and I have spent the last 8 months with me learning from him and planning a transition. So it all just fell into place quite nicely for me.
Right on. Yeah. It sounds kind of serendipitous actually. So yeah. So was this kind of the plan all along when bringing Steve on, Kirk? Is that you've been thinking about this for a little while now. So was this kind of the plan all along?
I would say it was more the hope than the plan. I think leadership transitions are hard. It's hard to find people that I was talking to Mike Atkins back from OTS a few months ago on this, and is this realization, especially if you've been someplace, you know, 15, 20 years, like I've seen all the cycles, I've seen all the things that we've tried that didn't work. And it's really challenging to sit there and go, hey, Steve, I love the idea and the suggestion you have here. I've seen it fail 3 times, but you know, like, and so at some point you realize you're not helping, and that really what needs to happen is the new blood, new energy, new enthusiasm are really what takes to the next level. And just because it didn't work the last 3 times doesn't mean that this time it won't right. work, because you've paved the way and done that. And so I think the hope was, I think really within hiring Steve, it was clear within a couple of weeks that he had what it took to really kind of take to the next level and drive that. And it's been awesome work with him the last 6-8 months, as he's, quite frankly, he claims it's an 8-month transition, but the reality is it was about a 2-week transition. And then I've gotten to sit on the sidelines and learn how to be like, oh yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not going to tell you the 82 reasons why it didn't work the last 82 times.
And so Steve, I mean, having said that, I mean, so how will this kind of transfer of leadership affect operations? Not that it will, but I'm just kind of throwing that question out there. I think we all kind of know the answer to it, but I just want to get your take on it.
Oh, it's a great question. I've had a few early calls before the announcement, which is going out right about now in terms of an email blast and some public things we're doing. I've had a few conversations with some key CIOs and CEOs in our customer base, and they've liked the message, which is absolutely nothing is changing from a leadership or management perspective. We have the same team. Kirk's available to us for advice as needed. There's no disruption from a management perspective. We're just doubling down on our focus to deliver those 3 key areas for the industry. So you're not going to see a lot different, just better.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so having said that, so what are some plans for OGO moving forward? I'm kind of putting your fingerprints on the organization. And
absolutely. I'm passionate about the cloud, and it's not something that has to happen full stop, wholesale right now, so to speak. But we're seeing in everything we do, software as a service and cloud-based opportunities to reduce cost, improve security, decrease latency, all sorts of very easily seen improvements from financial to operational to member-facing, better experience. Mm-hmm. So we're spending a lot of our time working on the hybrid and the transition, meaning if you're running in our data centers and you're comfortable and you're not ready to move things to the cloud, you don't have to move. We're putting in all new infrastructure to be able to support you for the next 5 years. But we're also going to encourage you to take a look at moving some pieces and doing some things on iron and some things in the cloud, because it's just compelling. And we're that's been well received. I think that'll be the next 5 years will be a very nice transition path from one to the other.
Indeed. And Kirk, what's your involvement going to be? I know you want to focus more on CU 2.0, but will you still be kind of hovering around, I guess, as an advisory or something like that? What's going to be your role there now?
I'd say it's really up to Steve and the board how much they want me around. Right? So I'm maintaining my ownership and those pieces, and happy to be a fanatic cheerleader and believer.
Right on.
But I also don't want to be in the way, and I don't want to be in one of those situations where, you know, every time Steve makes moves, 3 people call me and like, well, was that a good move? Right. Like that's not going to be helpful. Right. So I want to make sure that it's what is needed. Mm-hmm. Right. And what adds the most value. So I think it'll be more of like an advisory role and just kind of be brought in at times. So.
Cool. This is certainly great news, and we all kind of get to focus on what we do best and still remain kind of connected in a way. So yeah, so really exciting for you, Steve, and exciting for you as well, Kirk. So anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here, guys?
It's you know, it's one of those funny things. I started OGO when I was 25, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, or sort of working on it. And I first had the idea when I was working at Agriculture Credit Union when I was 18 or 19. And so, you know, this is a very big like shift in that the story and everything. And so I'm super excited about it, and I will gladly say there are very few people that I would trust to take the reins and run it. And I'm just super ecstatic that Steve came along and he's doing a great job.
So. Yep. Timing is everything. Steve, I'll let you have the final word here.
Well, Ogo and CU2 have been sister companies since I started, and that's the way we like it. I think we're the enablers for a lot of this digital transformation that CU2 can unlock. So Kirk's not going anywhere. He knows I'm still going to call him way too many times per week, and he'll ignore some and take others. No, it's a really strong partnership, and we're excited to be serving credit unions together for sure.
Well, I'm glad to see there's that connection, because we all, you know, a team is such a important part, a partnership as well. So it's just an important part of a successful business. So, and you guys are a great example of that. So we look forward to bigger and better things from you guys, and we'll be watching for sure. So again, thanks again, guys, for coming on, and we'll be watching. All righty. Well done.
Thanks for having us on, Mike.
Thanks.